Yeah. This is a true Two for Tuesday artist, Dan. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. And you guys program the music bumps every morning. We have a different theme every day. And today is Two for Tuesday. Trevor from Antioch requested some Rush, man. And he wants to dedicate it to his Uncle Gary, who is celebrating his birthday. So happy birthday to Uncle Gary, who wanted to hear, who enjoys Rush. Yeah. Now, Esmeralda, you worked in radio, and you've had your experience playing some Rush.
Oh, yeah. I worked at The Loop.
Yeah, so. Man, Rush. That's pre-Neil Peart Rush, by the way. Yeah, which is why the drums weren't insane.
Okay.
Yeah, Neil Peart, man. All right. Hey, so we're going to be talking about movie franchises, and which ones would you sit through as marathoning? The Harry Potter movies are returning to the theaters for 1 week, and it's before the new Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Which looks great, by the way. It comes out November 18th. So I wanted to talk about great movie franchises, the best, the worst movie franchises, and which movies would you marathon? Would you actually go to the theater and sit through? We're doing 6 horror movies this Saturday, and I'm going to be happy. I'm actually probably going to skip out during the Cub game, and that happens to be during... It would be the end of Nightmare on Elm Street, and it would be Phantasm Remastered, which I've only seen 3 times in a month. So I think I'm okay, because the Cubs are playing Saturday night. So and then I'll go back to watch Ravager. So anyway. But yeah, what movies would you sit through? What movies would you binge, go to the theater to sit through? We're going to do that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Also, Esmeralda and I will... go head-to-head in another exciting, suspenseful, and terrifying edition of Pop-Up Video.
Terrifying, because we both sing.
Yeah, that's it. Ooh. That's the terrifying part of it. Maybe we'll wake up Dave Ennett. And, of course, you have your friends, the Alley Cats.
They're getting ready. Like we all, they heard. Yep. Going to do another game.
You can hear them near the garbage cans right now, slinking around, waiting for Esmeralda's honey-dipped voice. Hey, before we do that, look at this, man. I got a little prize to give away. Very cool prize. Check this out. I got a pair of tickets to see Young Frankenstein, the live musical. It's now playing at the Metropolis Arts Center in Arlington Heights. It plays through November 6th. It's Mel Brooks' hit movie. It comes to life on stage in a madcap musical that's filled with memorable songs like Transylvania Mania and Putting on the Ritz. You can get tickets at metropolisarts.com. Or you can call 847-577-2121, 847-577-2121 at the Metropolis Arts Center in Arlington Heights. Young Frankenstein, live on stage. Let's just go with the regular line. Caller number 5. Caller number 5, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You will get a pair of tickets to see Young Frankenstein the musical live at the Metropolis Arts Center in Arlington Heights. So I got a pair of tickets to give away this morning. I got another pair to give away before the end of the week, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to see Young Frankenstein live, the very, very funny musical at the Metropolis Arts Center in Arlington Heights, just call right now, 312-981-7200. Caller number 5 will be our winner. So there you go. And stay tuned, because I do have another pair to give away before the end of the week for Young Frankenstein. And that's appropriate. Hey, speaking of Frankenstein...
I'm smoking.
See?
What died in here?
See? That's Fartenstein, everybody. And his pal.
Open the coffin! Let me out!
See? They're here. It's officially Halloween, because Fartenstein and Count Fartula are here. You'll be hearing from them nightly. Because I am a professional broadcaster. All right. Oh, look at that. We got a winner already. Caller number 5. It's Mark the Bread Man. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun. And you can get you got your tickets. It plays through November 6th, and you got a pair of tickets to see Young Frankenstein live at the Metropolis Arts Center in Arlington Heights. Have fun, man.
Sweet. And before I go, next time I said I was going to talk to you, Megan said to say hi.
Oh, okay. Megan, good. Tell her Megan I said hi, too. She's awesome.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Hang on.
Thank you.
Take care. Megan, who was a stage manager that I worked with on a couple of shows about 12 years ago. I worked on Among the Dead with her and on a show called Dick Danger, DJ Crime Solver. Here's a shocker, Esmeralda. I was in a show called Dick Danger, DJ Crime Solver. What do you think I played in that show?
A DJ?
Yeah.
A radio DJ?
Yeah. Now, I did not play Dick Danger. I played, the Morning Zoo guy.
Oh.
I was the villain. I was the bad guy. I was Sammy Foyle, the Morning Zoo. And so I got to act like I just get to do my morning. I got to do my mornings. I didn't have reverb, though, because it was a stage play. I'd have liked to have been mic'd with a little reverb. I think it would have helped my performance a little. I had a miserable time doing that show. People loved it. It got extended. People were very kind to that show, very kind to my performance in that show, and I appreciate that. But I did not like that show, and I was at a miserable time in my life. Going through the worst breakup of my life during that show. And then it got extended. I was like, I'd come home from the show, you know, and my ex-girlfriend's stuff would still be in the apartment. Like, it took her 3 months to move her stuff out. Took her almost 3 months to move her stuff out. Every time I'd come home, I'm like, this is fantastic. Could you get your crap out of here, please? Then I'd go do this show that I didn't like doing. 4 nights a week. Awesome. Okay. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Harry Potter series?
You know, I watched one of them and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, did you get into the books ever?
I read the first one and then I couldn't get through the second one.
Come on.
Nah.
Wow. Okay. I've read every book and seen every movie multiple times. And they're coming back, because Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will be hitting the movie theaters on November 18th. And that's the latest from J.K. Rowling and director David Yates, who directed 4 of the movies. And it stars, why am I blanking on the guy's name? Why am I the Danish girl, dude. Redmayne, Eddie Redmayne. Eddie Redmayne is a star. The bad guy in the movie is Colin Farrell, so it will automatically rule. Because Colin Farrell rules. And it looks great. It's in the same universe as Harry Potter. And I love the trailer. I love those movies. I really do. It's funny. Dan, did you get into the Harry Potter series at all?
No, I saw one because my friend Jess wanted to see it.
And do you remember which one you saw?
The second one with the spider.
Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. So
the worst of the bunch.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, no. It's good. It's good, but it's the weakest of the series. So I loved the Harry Potter series. I did. I thought the books were great. I adored the fact that kids were waiting in line to get a book so that they could read it. I don't know. I love that. I love the fact that the books were 700 pages long and that kids were just eating them up. I loved it. Everything about the Harry Potter series I loved. And then they made damn good movies out of them, especially when David Yates took over. So the Harry Potter movies are returning to the theater for 1 week. Let me give you the story on that. Oh, before we do that. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to give a little taste there. I know, Esmeralda, you like it so much.
It's a jam.
It is a jam. So the Harry Potter movies are IMAX and Warner Brothers are teaming up to screen all 8 Harry Potter movies for 1 week starting on October 13th. And they're in IMAX, too. Cool. The showings come a month before the November 18th release of the Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The event also marks the first time both Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, the first two movies in the series, will be shown in IMAX. The October 13th launch will include a global fan event celebrating the upcoming release of Fantastic Beasts at select IMAX theaters in the U.S. and internationally, including a never-before-seen reel from the new film, as well as an in-person appearance by stars in two locations in London and Los Angeles and a live Q&A. To date, the Harry Potter franchise has grossed approximately $216 million at IMAX theaters worldwide. The series has hauled in more than $7.7 billion worldwide, led by Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, with $1.3 billion in earning. Harry Potter is one of the most beloved film franchises of all time and incredibly important to the history of IMAX. Therefore, being able to offer each installment, especially the initial two for the first time in IMAX, makes this a truly magical event for fans, said Greg Foster, who is the CEO of IMAX Entertainment. 4 separate admission packages are available for purchase. Single-day ticket, day access, admittance to 3 or more shows in a single day, 4-show access, admittance to 4 shows at any time, any day, and festival access, which is unlimited admittance throughout the event. So, all right. We got a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about great movie franchises and which ones you would love to binge watch, maybe in live in a theater. So there you go. I think this is the quintessential Rush song. I think everybody, when they think of Rush, they think of... I think they think of Tom Sawyer. Yeah! Trevor in Antioch again, dedicating this to his Uncle Gary on 2 for Tuesday. Get your 2 for Tuesday requests in. 312-981-7200. Yeah, man, Rush. All right, we're talking about movie franchises and watching marathons of them. We've got a great marathon of horror movies coming up this Saturday at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont starting at noon. 6 great movies, including 2 Phantasm films, Remastered and Ravager, with the Chicago premiere of Ravager. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be sitting in the movie theater for hours and having a great time, and it's going to be fun. So if you would like to join us for that, it starts at noon, and you can go to carmike.com to make your reservations. So that got me to thinking about some great movie franchises. What are the best movie franchises? What are the worst movie franchises? Which ones do you love, and which ones do you love to watch? Maybe back to back to back. Here's Trucker Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good evening, Nick.
Hi.
Yeah, I would sit through all the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Tokyo Drift, then I'd get up and go order a pizza and have a cigarette.
You'd skip out on Tokyo Drift, huh?
Yeah, that one didn't quite do it for me.
I didn't like Too Fast, Too Furious. I like Tokyo Drift. It was the second one that didn't do it for me.
Right.
But I would watch. Yeah. I love those movies. I make no apologies. Those movies are so stupid, but I love them. I love those movies.
Yeah, they run a close. It's a tie between them and the Mad Max series.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's a tie. I think the Mad Max series is on a different level, but that's just me because I'm I'm a loon.
But, I like the Mad Max stuff too. But yeah. I mean, it's which one would I go? It'd be a tough choice if they were both doing them all at the same time. You know?
Well, there's more Fast and Furious movies. There's 7 of them, and there's 4 Mad Max movies.
So, yeah, they just finished up filming one in Cuba too. So,
a Fast and Furious movie,
right?
Yeah, and it's got Charlize. Speaking of Mad Max, it's got Charlize Theron in it.
So, wow.
Yeah. All right, Rich. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Yep, bye.
You guys like Dan? You like the Fast and Furious movies?
I do enjoy them. Yes.
They're just so stupid. They're awesome. Esmeralda, do you like them?
I've never seen one.
they're just dumb. I thought the very first one they established, it's if you see it, Esmeralda, you've seen Point Break, right? Have you seen Point Break?
What's
Point Break? Wait, Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why the name. I was like, why does that not sound right?
Okay. Well, the reason why I bring it up is because Fast and Furious is a flat-out beat-for-beat ripoff of Point Break. You know? But they don't rob banks and they don't surf, but everything else is the same. Guy infiltrates the gang. You know what I mean? It's the same undercover FBI infiltrate. Same thing.
What about that one with the kid from Sling Blade?
The kid from Sling Blade?
Yeah, the little boy. Isn't he in one of those movies?
Is one of the Fast and Furious movies?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Or one of those car we Maybe. Drive it fast places.
The car we drive it fast places. Yeah, I don't remember who. I can't remember the kid from Sling Blade. Why am I blanking on the kid from Sling Blade? Did he like French fried potatoes? I don't know. But
was Lucas Black the kid from Sling Blade?
Is he?
Yes, apparently he was in, Tokyo Drift.
Oh, I didn't know he was the kid from Sling Blade. Didn't know that. And those movies get more ridiculous with each one. I mean, just completely ridiculous. But my favorite, I don't even know what, swear to God, I don't know which one is which anymore. Like, I know the first one, and I know the second one, but by the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, I don't know what the hell is what. I couldn't tell you what any of them were. I like the one where they're dragging the safe down the street, where they've got two giant safes, and they're dragging them down the street. That's my favorite. I don't know. I think it's part six. I don't know.
I was forced to watch, not a Fast and Furious, it was like a knockoff.
Oh, God.
Where they, I think they stole cars. It wasn't the Nick Cage one.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I saw that one willingly.
Yeah, terrible movie. All right, we got a break because we got the news coming up. All right, more movie franchises. What are your favorites? Which ones do you like to watch back to back to back? News is next. Hello. Good morning, everyone. Jeff, is it Blotto or Blatto?
Blotto.
Blotto. Do you know this band?
I am unfamiliar.
Jeff requested Blotto on Two for Tuesday, and that's the song called I Wanna Be a Lifeguard. all right. Evidently, Blotto has another. It's not Mr. Blotto. I know Mr. Blotto because that's B-L-O-T-T-O. This is just Blotto. Apparently, they have another song because it's Two for Tuesday. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're talking about movie franchises and which ones you love and which ones are terrible and which ones are great. Which ones would you watch back to back to back to back to back? I was telling Dan this off the air. I had a friend who went when The Hobbit, the first Hobbit movie opened. I have a friend who went to the marathon screening of all three Lord of the Rings movies back to back to back leading up to the premiere of The Hobbit. And it was the director's cuts of the Lord of the Rings movies, which are 45 minutes longer. So all three of those movies are close to 4 hours each. So he sat through all three of the Lord of the Rings movies leading up to the premiere of The Hobbit, which is also almost 3 hours long. So we're talking 19 hours in a theater. So watching Lord of the Rings movies. Now, I've done The Massacre at the Music Box, did almost a full 24 hours once, and I've done 16 hours, 12 hours in the past. The Patio's got a 24-hour horror movie marathon coming up as well. And, of course, we've got the 12-hour one coming up this Saturday from noon to midnight at the Movie Co. Theater, only $20. So, what are your favorite franchises? And by the way, off the air, Esmeralda was telling me that the Fast and Furious knockoff, why don't you tell everybody the one that you realized that you saw?
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed. And Dan, I told her this. I didn't even see that movie.
It's a hell of a cast too. That's got the Rami Malek and the Aaron Paul and the Imogen Poots.
Yeah. Need for Speed. That was like his. That was when Aaron Paul was gonna be like, I'm gonna be a star, man. Because I'm gonna star in Need for Speed. Then of course I brought up Drive Angry 3D.
I want to say I've seen it.
With Nick Cage. You ever see that one, Dan? Drive Angry?
No, I passed on that one.
Oh, man.
I want to say I may have seen it at a bar. They were just kind of playing it on TV, and I would just stare at it.
Kind of the only way to watch it.
Yeah, because there's no sound.
So stupid. Drive Angry 3D. Oh, man. It's the movies like that, you know, that they make Fast and the Furious look like Citizen Kane. Those movies, they swear to God. So, all right. 312-981-7200. We got some texts coming in. What are your favorite movie franchises? I do have a list here of the most money-making franchises, and some of the numbers on here are just insane. The amount of money that some of these movies have made, these franchises, crazy. All right, here's Ike on WGN. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going with you?
All right.
Yeah, I recently started watching these movies over again because last week they were in Chicago doing a remake with Bruce Willis, Death Wish.
Yeah. The old Bronson. How many are there? Four, right?
There's five.
Five?
Yeah, but three is the most popular because that's when he just goes around to see, just shooting everybody down with 50 caliber. He just goes around and shoots.
Good old Bronson.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Ike.
No problem.
Hey, by the way, I didn't know that they were remaking Death Wish until last week. You know who's directing it? Dan, do you know who's directing it?
Who's directing it?
Eli Roth.
What?
I know. Like, what?
Do you think it's going to be kind of gory?
I would imagine so. If Eli Roth is involved.
Does he eat the guys after he kills them?
Yeah, he puts them on a spit over a fire and eats them.
While standing next to a very attractive woman.
Yeah. God. It's just that's a weird choice. Eli Roth to direct the Death Wish remake with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis.
Can he grow a mustache like his face?
Bronson? I don't think he's going to have the mustache. You can't grow a mustache like Bronson. He had like the craggiest, ugliest mustache ever. My favorite Bronson movie is The Mechanic. That movie rules. And then they remade it with Statham.
That one I have seen.
Wait a minute. You saw the remake of The Mechanic with Statham?
Yeah, I don't watch good movies, apparently.
Did you see the sequel from a few weeks ago?
No.
A couple of months ago?
No, I have not.
You know, he gets killed in The Mechanic, and then this next one was called Mechanic Resurrection.
Was it him?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
Because in the Bronson movie, he gets killed at the end.
Okay, because I enjoy the Jason Statham movies because they're just kind of, you just watch them and then forget.
Yeah, I'm not, I run hot and cold on, I'm mostly cold on Statham. I thought he was hilarious in the, what the hell was that, Spy with Melissa McCarthy. I thought he was hilarious in that, but I have a very low patience for the Statham movies. Like, I remember liking one of the Transporters. I don't know which one.
I like the ones where they got a... He's got the heart.
Oh, thing. No, Crank. The first Crank. The second Crank sucked, but the first Crank is great.
I enjoy that.
That movie's great. That movie's certifiably insane. I hated the second one was so stupid. But I liked Crank. I thought Crank was fun. We got texts here. Jay says, Boris Karloff's Frankenstein movies. Yeah, any of the Universal movies, I'm going to do that while I'm on vacation next week. I've got the whole box set of the Universal classic monster movies. I'm just going to watch them back to back to back. You know, Halloween time, you got to pull out the classic Universal horror movies. You got to. 630 because Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Chucky. Well, you pretty much covered everything. And that's like 3 weeks worth of 3 weeks worth of movies right there, and it's especially if you count the remakes. I don't like the Friday the 13th series at all. You know, the 3D one was fun because Jason squeezes some guy's head and his eyeball pops out into your face. That was fun. But I'm not a fan of the Friday the 13th series pretty much at all. Nightmare on Elm Street series I like. Some of them suck, but for the most part, those are at least fun. And the first one is genuinely scary. And I'm very excited to see that Saturday on the big screen again. Esmeralda, have you seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
I have, and I always had to turn my head when he gets home.
You know, you and V should come see some of the movies on Saturday.
I would be in a fetal position in the corner, just kind of like, no.
Well, wait a minute now. First of all, Bubba Hotep is very funny. It's a horror movie, but it's very, very funny. Bruce Campbell's in it, so it's got a lot of laughs.
Hmm.
Night of the Living Dead, first Night of the Living Dead?
That's good.
Okay, Bubba Hotep, and then what the hell is after Bubba Hotep? I don't have a list in front of me. It's Fright Night, the original. You ever see Fright Night?
Oh, wait, I've seen the... Wait, no.
Did you see the remake?
Wait, is that the one where the
vampire moves in next door to kid?
Yes, okay. I have seen that.
Great movie.
I've seen both.
Okay, and they're both good.
Mm-hmm.
They're both good. I was really surprised at how much I liked the remake. Anton Yelkin's in that movie. Now I'm going to get sad. Colin Farrell, who's the bad guy? Colin Farrell, as I said earlier. Automatically great. And then after that is Nightmare on Elm Street, the original. And then Phantasm, the original, but it's the remastered version. And then the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. You guys should come. It's going to be fun.
I don't have a lot of time.
Don't have to come. You don't have to come for 12 hours. You know, you don't have to see all six movies. All right. Let's see. 773 area code says, being a huge Star Wars geek, I sat through two marathons of all seven movies. Oh, my God. The prequels? Really? For me, it would be like no prequels, no Jedi. That's it. Although I might watch Sith. I like Revenge of the Sith. I know it's not popular. Dan, do you like the Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, it was fine.
You're not one way or the other on the Star Wars, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I can appreciate people who are really into it, but I never got into it.
Yeah. I love the last one, man. It's on Stars now.
Every day. Seriously, when that movie debuted on September 10th, it was on all nine of the Stars iterations. It was hilarious.
I know. I've watched it. I've watched it like three times now. And you're right. It's on all the time. You have Stars, right? Obviously.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were going to Esmeralda.
No. Have you watched Ash?
I've not watched Ash. I watched like 2 seconds of it today.
Okay. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. Esmeralda, you don't care about Star Wars, right?
It's fun and all. I tried watching the last one that came out.
Which one we were just talking about?
Yes.
Force Awakens.
And I was into it, but then, I didn't mind. I had to stop watching because I had come to work. But I haven't picked it up again.
Well,
I
just, if you have Stars, it's on every 15 minutes. So, I like that movie. I think it's actually pretty terrific.
I was watching, I was like, oh, this is a good movie. But I haven't been, I wasn't that enthralled where I'm like, oh my God, I have to finish watching.
Yeah. Well, if anything, I think we owe it to J.J. Abrams to watch it because he brought Phantasm back. So that's... I like Force Awakens, J.J. Abrams, because you brought Phantasm back, remastered. No, I liked it before I saw Phantasm. So, all right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We got a few more franchises to talk about. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Talk and text and 2 for Tuesday. Wow, there's a little alliteration right there. Wow. Jeff has requested Blotto, Metalhead. Am I wrong in saying it sounds like Spinal Tap? Am I off on that? Because that sounds like Spinal Tap to me. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about movie franchises. 630 area code says, my favorite movie marathon experience was back in the 70s. I was living in Springfield, Illinois, and on July 4th, I saw all of the Planet of the Apes movies at the local movie theater, and admission was $2. That's five movies. Five movies for $2. Gotta love the 70s, man. You know, they used to have this, you guys are too young to remember the 3:30 movie on Channel 7. But they used to show a movie from 3:30 to 5 right before the news every weekday. And it was the 3:30 movie. And they used to have Ape Week, where they'd show all five. They show all five of the Planet of the Apes movies starting on Monday through Friday. And the funny thing is, you know, like they'd show the movies, but they would cut the hell out of them because it was only a 90-minute time slot. The first Planet of the Apes movie is 2 hours and 5 minutes, so they have to fit it into a 90-minute time slot. But with commercials, it's literally like an hour. So they would cut the hell out of, like, when they would show Planet of the Apes on the 3:30 movie, you literally saw half of it. They would cut half the film out so they can get all the commercials and breaks in. But I would rush home from school, man. Ape Week. I got to get home. It's Ape Week. I was an idiot. What I mean was. All right, so here are your top 10 franchises. Number 10, then this surprises me. Pirates of the Caribbean. Basically $1.3 billion with four movies. I don't quite get those movies. Esmeralda, do you like those movies?
I have never seen one.
Yeah.
Never had the inkling to.
You know, Johnny Depp is funny in it, you know, and I always enjoy looking at Keira Knightley. So, you know, and there's some funny special effects, but they're all too long. All right, how about this? Twilight, $1.36 billion. Five movies total. Now, you've seen those movies, right, Esmeralda?
I watched one with the funny things on it. What's it called? Where they do the mystery science. Riff Tracks.
Oh, Riff Tracks. Okay.
I watched one with Riff Tracks. I read the first book.
Is there a reason why you read it?
Like midway, and then I quit because I'm like, no, this is like a 13-year-old girl's diary. I can't do this.
I've seen all the movies, and they all suck. I mean, they're terrible. Spider-Man, $1.37 billion, four movies. And they're including The Amazing Spider-Man, the Mark Webb movie. I like the fact that a guy named Webb directed a Spider-Man movie. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Number seven, Shrek. $1.4 billion. There's been five Shrek movies?
They include Puss in Boots.
Oh, they include Puss in Boots. Okay. All right. Number six, The Lord of the Rings, $1.6 billion, five movies. Wait, now hold it. Why is it five movies? Jackson's decision to turn the prequel into three movies has also paid dividends. The first two, okay. So they're including the Hobbit movies. Okay, it's not the same thing. I want people to know that. The Lord of the Rings movies are 9,000 times better than the Hobbit movies, although the Hobbit movies are kind of fun. All right, Batman, almost 9 billion, nine movies. So they're including all of them, right? From Burton through Schumacher through Nolan, right? And do they have, what about the other one? Do they have the one that came out this year, the piece of crap that came out this year?
I don't think they included that one. There was an animated Batman movie.
Phantasm? Mask of Phantasm. Yeah. Again, if you have the word Phantasm in your title, it's automatically good. Colin Farrell and Phantasm, automatically good. Number four, James Bond. $1.9 billion, 25 films. Boy, that really tells you something about how cheap it used to be to go to the movies. Star Wars. $1.9 billion, seven films total. Number two on the list is Harry Potter, $2.4 billion, eight films, and one of them again split into two. And then number one is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They put all the Marvel movies together. $2.47 billion with 11 movies. And we were talking off the air. Dan and I were talking off the air. I guess they split the Spider-Man thing, because Spider-Man is technically not a Marvel Studio thing. It's a Sony. So it's different. It's separate. Even though Spider-Man is part of the Marvel Universe. So those are the ones that are most popular. 312-981-7200. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm a Potterhead. I read the books and I watched the movies.
Mm.
But the thing that's kind of sad is I was reading it in the beginning of seventh grade year, and I was only halfway through the first book at Christmas time, and my grandmother bought me the entire 8 set movies.
Oh,
and
I
was only at halfway through the first book.
Oh,
so
boy.
She ruined it.
So you saw the movies before you read the books.
I have no self-control.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know how that feels, Jasmine.
If I had better sight, I would try out for Quidditch, because that just looks beyond cool.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jasmine.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I was completely surprised, although I shouldn't have been, and it took me a little while to realize why I shouldn't have been surprised. When I went to go see the final Harry Potter movie, the Deathly Hallows Part 2, the whole final part of the series, I went to the Davis Theater. I went to the midnight show at the Davis Theater, which I was apt to do a lot when I was hanging out at Ricochet's. I'd go down and have some booze, and then I'd go see a movie at the Davis. And so I went to the midnight show, the opening night midnight show of Deathly Hallows Part 2. And I walked in, and I was like, where are the kids? There are no kids here. Because I thought they'd let the kids stay up late and go to... And then I was like, why are they, everybody in here is over 20, over 21, 22. They're all like college students. And then I realized, because I'm an idiot, that these are the people that grew up on the series. You know, they were 11, they were 10, they were 12 when the first movie came out. And now they're in their 20s. And I was like, why are all these adults in here? And then I was like, oh, yeah, of course, because these are the people that grew up with the series. So anyway, we got a bunch of texts coming in here. Let's see. Collective Soul Bill said, I would watch a Terry Gilliam marathon. Also marathons of Laurel and Hardy, Hitchcock, and Mel Brooks. 773 area code, the Thin Man series would make good movie marathons. Yeah, they used to show those all the time on Channel 9. The Thin Man with Nick and Nora. You ever see the Thin Man movies, Dan?
No, I never got around to them.
Esmeralda, did you ever see them?
Ditto.
If you ever watch a Thin Man movie, I want you to put in the back of your mind how loaded these people are. All they do is get drunk. That's all they do. Now, I was watching it one night, and I'm like, oh, my God, these people are certified alcoholics. I mean, they're drunk. They get drunk the entire series. All they do is drink. It's crazy. All right. Back in the 40s, I guess that was like, yeah, go ahead, drink, smoke. What the hell? Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, the Vacation series.
Yeah, you got Vacation, you got European Vacation.
Well, that's lousy.
Yes, it is. You got Christmas Vacation.
And Vegas.
And Vegas Vacation. And then they got then the remake, the reboot, which came out with Ed Helms. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. I still the first two are the best. That's or not? No, I'm sorry. European Vacation sucks. Vacation and Christmas Vacation are great.
Yeah,
those are great. Okay, Steve, thanks.
But I want to toss one more thing in.
Real quick, I got to hit the news here, man.
Okay, my wife watches John Hughes marathons, and that's just for you, Nick.
Okay, buddy. All right, Steve, thanks, buddy. Yeah, John Hughes, you can watch those marathons. My marathon for John Hughes would only be Breakfast Club. All right, we're going to take a break. News is next.
I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie Pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bye, B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bye-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo.
C-A-Say, C-E-C, C-I-Sicky-Sigh, C-O-So, Sicky-Sigh, So, C-U-Soo, Sicky-Sigh, So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Day, D-E-D,
Is it Wednesday, Dan? What's going on? Did we morph into Wednesday?
Seems to be an early start, yes.
Early start on Wild Card Wednesday on 2 for Tuesday. I don't have a problem with this. And, of course, this is from our friend Squat. And that, of course, is the genius of the Three Stooges swinging the alphabet. What's this? Well, you could save it. Don't tell me what he picked the second one. Because they've done other songs. They've done a couple of full-on musical shorts, The Three Stooges. Gotta love them. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio. Hi, everybody. And it is Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, although it seems like Wednesday with that choice for music. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Esmeralda and I are getting ready to battle in another suspenseful, horrifying episode of Pop-Up Video, the board game. And we're waiting for Skip Skipley to arrive at Midway. He's coming in from Florida because he retired. Skip Skipley will be with us, and he'll retire every time we take a break. We have to bring him back from retirement after every segment. That's coming up in a little bit. Ton of texts here. We are talking about movie franchises, and which ones would you watch that you love that you go back to back to back with. Harold says the Terminator movies, the Pink Panther series. I would go with the first three Terminator movies. After that, it gets a little dicey. Pink Panther series, just up until Peter Sellers passes away. When they tried to keep the series going after Sellers died? No. Do you like the Pink Panther movies, Dan?
You know, I don't know if I've actually ever seen one.
Oh, they're so funny. Esmeralda, have you ever seen any Pink Panther movies?
I saw one. I could not tell you what it was about, but it was the Peter Sellers ones. It's
yeah.
Pretty good.
They're hilarious. They're hilarious. Blake Edwards, one of the greatest slapstick film directors of all time. One of the greatest comedic film directors of all time. If you're going to watch, I think many of the Pink Panther movies are great. Most of them are very, very funny and really good. The best one, if you're looking to watch what I think is consistently the most brilliantly hilarious of all of the Pink Panther movies, is Pink Panther Strikes Again. Pink Panther Strikes Again has so many classic bits in it. It's like a greatest hits of Pink Panther movies. Pink Panther Strikes Again. That's the one to watch. Brian says, I like Gone in 60 Seconds. That's a plausible situation, unlike the Fast and Furious. Plus, that Mustang that they were going after has a huge movie history. Now, I don't know if Brian is referring to the original Gone in 60 Seconds, which is a much better movie than the remake with Jolie and Cage. 312 says, I could sit through all the old RKO Studios Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movies. I got hooked on those in my cinema class in college in the early 70s. Those movies are great. Great. 773 area code says Final Destination and the Transformers. 5, 6, and 7 are coming in the next 3 years. The Transformers? Oh, come on, man. Come on. Tony says, every Halloween I watch the George Romero zombie quadrilogy, Night, Dawn, Day, and Land, consecutively. Well, you know, you're missing two of them, Tony. You're missing Diary, and you're missing Survival. You need to watch Diary of the Dead. Diary of the Dead is the second best zombie movie he ever made. Tom says, Back to the Future. Of course. You got the Back to the Future trilogy is phenomenal. And I like the third one. I don't give a damn what anybody says. I like the third Back to the Future. You know why I like the third one? One, it's a Western, and Zemeckis always wanted to make a Western. And two, you know why, Dan.
What's that?
Because it's about Doc Brown. The core of the movie is about Doc Brown and his romance with Mary Steenburgen. The movie's about him. Come on. 630 area code says Rambo. I don't like the one that in Afghanistan. Rambo 3, but I like the one that came out in like 2008 where he kills everybody on Earth, basically. And First Blood, legitimately good movie. The second one, Rambo, awesome, but it's ridiculous. At one point, he blows up all of Vietnam from a helicopter. All of Vietnam gets blown up by Stallone. Third one terrible, but the fourth one with him killing everybody, and it was one of the bloodiest movies I've ever seen. I remember I saw that movie at 10 a.m. at the River East. It was me and four senior citizens. All of them had bags full of food, like shopping bags full of food. One of the goriest and bloodiest movies I've ever seen in my life is the fourth Rambo movie. All right. Here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Greetings and salutations. How about the Hope and Crosby Road to movie?
Great movies.
I mean, the little-known fact that the first one was supposed to have not Hope and Crosby, but you know, George Burns and Gracie Allen were supposed to star in it.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, those movies are great. They're very clever, really funny.
You know, and the inside that they're a movie, you know, that they, you know, they know they're making a movie, and you know, some insider, especially like in Road to Utopia, where they show Mount McKinley, and Bob Hope says, "Look at that bread and butter," and Crosby says, "It's just a mountain," and then all of a sudden they show the stars around the mountain, like the Paramount symbol.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dave. Thanks.
Keep your powder dry.
All right. And here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, God.
The three were good. I have not. They made seven. Only three went to the big screen. And there was four other ones that were made that were kind of made for TV and or straight to like VHS.
Is that right? I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
There's seven total. I mean, Burt Reynolds directed them all, but only the first three only went to the big screen.
Wow. All right. Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right,
thank you. Burt Reynolds did not direct any of this Smokey and the Bandit trilogy. Hal Needham directed them, who was Burt Reynolds' right-hand man. The first one rules. I will say the first one rules, but the other ones are terrible. All right, and then finally, here's LJ on WGN.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey, man, what's happening?
I ain't that much. Hey, listen, Jason Bourne.
Oh, the Bourne movies, yes. We just.
Oh, man, I was the happiest man in the world when they came out with these movies. I had read the Ludlum books two, three times at least.
Yeah.
Each one of them, so.
Did you see the last one? Did you see the last one that they just put out?
Oh, great movie. Oh, man. I even tolerated the Jeremy...
Renner, yeah.
Renner. Yeah. I tolerated that one just because it was...
Yeah. No, those are good movies, man. Those are good movies. I never read any of the books, but I enjoy those movies.
Okay.
Thank you, LJ.
No problem.
All right. Here are some real quick ones. Toy Story. We didn't mention Toy Story. The Godfather. X-Men. Let's see. But that from X-Men falls under the Marvel. No. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Doesn't that fall under the Marvel universe?
They're Sony, too.
They're Sony? Oh, okay. The Die Hard movies, which after the third one, there's no... Well, the third one's not even that good. Third one's okay. The Matrix. Nobody mentioned The Matrix because everybody hates the sequels. I don't. I love them. Alien. There's four of them. How about the Star Trek series? Nobody mentioned. I'm surprised the Star Trek series wasn't on that list of the prophets. I mean, especially if they were going to include the J.J. Abrams. Lethal Weapon. Despicable Me. Mission Impossible. Ice Age. The Hunger Games. Nobody mentioned The Hunger Games. The Man with No Name series. Silence of the Lambs, American Pie, Austin Powers, Dirty Harry, The Lion King. Lion King? How many Lion Kings are there?
I want to say there's four now.
Four?
Yeah. They all went direct to video.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, when did I miss that?
Yeah, I wanted, and they just debuted one on the Disney Channel.
Oh, okay. All right, so they've gone like straight to video or straight to cable. Naked Gun movies and Bill Clinton's favorite, the Police Academy movies. All right. You can watch all the Police Academy movies. That's what he used to do, right? He and Chelsea would sit down in the basement and watch Police Academy movies. They made a joke about that on SNL this past weekend when Daryl Hammond, "I'll be in the basement watching the Police Academy movies."